Well, there's a several tri-band HTs out there now, and the Anytone is, I don't know, they definitely don't have a corner on the market. I have an Anytone 578 and whatever the latest iteration is, and I've had it for about a year, and it does really well. It's puts out about 60 watts, and see right now, I'm pushing. I got it jacked down a little bit, but I'm on about 30 watts right now on this frequency, and I'm at there's one more power level above it, but it does pretty good. And then the J-Pole, of course, there's no gain with the J-Pole, or very little, because being omnidirectional. That's why I want to put up that that Comet tri-bander. My other antenna that I have up is a fan dipole, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters. But we stand. I like this little J-pole antenna. It does really good. I mean, I get 25 miles in simplex, so I can't complain.
Now, J-pole is a very simple to build, popular, well-performing antenna. You're right, it doesn't have much in the way of gain. It's better than a quarter wave, right, by a little bit. But no, I have nothing wrong with that. And actually, sometimes you don't want, antennas that are too directional, depending on where you're perched. I mean, I'm not talking about a beam. I mean, a beam, you got to rotate it to where you want to use it. But some of the higher gain verticals have such a low angle of radiation that if you're kind of perched not quite on the same level of the person you're trying to talk to, you can sometimes skip over them. So, it's on the margins, I guess, but sometimes the more widely radiating verticals actually give you, better coverage than the higher gain, more narrowly radiating verticals. Anyways, that's been my impression, at least. This is NHCVZ.
Currently connected to CMN Network.